Stink bugs are stinking things up, especially in Virginia, apparently, but the infestation is causing bigger problems than just the stench. Joining us live is Mike Raup, who's professor of entomology at University of Maryland. We like to call him Bug Guy. Hey, Mike, what is it with these stink bugs? We can't get rid of them.
Hey, top of the morning, Mike and Bruce. How you guys doing? I'm sitting here looking out the window, and guess what? There's a stink bug looking right back at me. They're coming inside.
Is he knocking on your window?
Impossible. Beg your pardon?
Is he knocking on your window?
He's kind of looking in here. He's saying, oh, man, that would be a great place to come in and hang out for the winter. So, yeah, he wants to come in. He's knocking.
Well, you
actually, I've caught a few in the house already.
As time goes by, we keep asking you, are they getting any closer to anything that'll get rid of these things?
Well, you know, the good news here, guys, is that we've come up with a lot of solutions. We now know that there are many insecticides that are going to be quite effective in reducing the damaging crops. That's part of the reason we've done a better job with these things in the crops in the past year or so. The other part of this puzzle, apparently, is that many of our indigenous natural enemies, in other words, the predators that are right here already, seem to be switching over and dining on these stink bugs. So the other piece of the puzzle here is we think that many of our good guy bugs out there actually switching over and starting to eat some of these stink bugs, which may be part of the reason that we've had fewer problems in our crops this past year or so.
Well, that is certainly good news.
That's good news, I think.
I went out yesterday knowing we were going to talk this morning, and last week I saw some stink bugs around my house, and I didn't notice any yesterday. What does that tell us?
Well, you know, these guys are very opportunistic and highly mobile, so they'll move from one place to the next. So you might see them on your sunflowers or your vegetables in the garden one day. They'll zip off somewhere else. They form aggregations. They like to hang out with each other. And once they get together in one place, it basically attracts more. So what they're doing right now is trying to find places to get under the bark of a tree, let's say, get up into your attic. So they're now beginning to move off of the plants, which are beginning to senesce. They're dropping their leaves and fruits, and they're moving to places where their buddies are, trying to find ways to get inside people's houses to chill out and cool off and survive the chilly winter that's approaching.
Yeah, I'd rather have them get under the bark of a tree than in the house. How do we keep them out of the house?
Well, that's the important thing. Right now, the best thing to do, I recommend that people check all their windows and their screening, improve that weather stripping, replace it, caulk when they can. These are all good things for energy efficiency as well. The other thing is get up into your attic. You know those gable end vents you have?
Yeah.
Where you might have a gable end fan or something like this provides
right.
ventilation in the attic. Get up there with window-grade screening. Staple that on the inside of that vent. This will prevent the stink bugs from getting in your attic. If you've got a roof vent, line that with window-grade screening. And those soffit vents, if you can send somebody up there to put some screening on those things as well. These are all good ways to keep those stink bugs from getting out of your house and or getting inside your house. Once they're inside the house, we're not recommending that folks go around and squirt these things with insecticides. The better bet here is simply to break out the vacuum, vacuum these things up, take that vacuum bag, it's going to be stinky, put it in a plastic bag, throw it out, get rid of it.
I used insecticide last year, and I sprayed the bottom of my trees after I read something that they like to go to the bottom of the shrubs as a place where they would sort of nest and congregate. And I had great success. Was I just lucky?
Yeah, I think there. We now know that at certain times of the year they will aggregate in the autumn. They'll aggregate on the trunks of trees. So if you can direct a spray at that aggregation of stink bugs, you certainly are going to annihilate some of these guys before they come into the house. In general, if we don't see them on trees, I don't think it's necessarily so that we should go ahead and treat those trees. But if you see these stink bugs, there are a number of products that are labeled for application, in other words, for use on trees and shrubs. And we're now finding that many of these ready-to-use products that you can get in a garden center, let's say, work very nicely against these stink bugs, particularly the immature stages, what we call the nymphs. So I think no foul there. If it's labeled for use on trees and shrubs or vegetables, you can go ahead and squirt these guys when they're on those plants, and that'll reduce some of the numbers that come in inside your house a little bit later.
Good luck to all of us. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the help as always.
They're coming, guys. They're coming.
Yeah, I know. Mike Raup from the University of Maryland.